God's Design in Establishing Sanitariums, December 22, 1899. Typed. It is God's design to manifest through His people the principles of His kingdom. That in life and character they may reveal these principles, He desires to separate them from the customs, habits, and practices of the world. He seeks to bring them near to Himself, that He may make known to them His will. This was His purpose in the deliverance of Israel from Egypt. At the burning bush, Moses received from God the message for the king of Egypt, "Let my people go, that they may serve me." Exodus 7, verse 16. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, God brought out the Hebrew host from the land of bondage. Wonderful was the deliverance He wrought for them, punishing their enemies who refused to listen to His word, with total destruction. God desired to take His people apart from the world and prepare them to receive His word. From Egypt, He led them to Mount Sinai, where He revealed to them His glory. Here there was nothing to attract their senses or divert their minds from God. As the vast multitude looked at the lofty mountains towering above them, they could realize their own nothingness in the sight of God. Beside these rocks, immovable except by the power of the divine will, God communicated with men. And that His word might ever be clear and distinct in their minds, He proclaimed amid thunder and lightning, and with terrible majesty, the law which He had given in Eden, and which was the transcript of His character. And the words were written on tables of stone by the finger of God. Thus, the will of the infinite God was revealed to a people who were called to make known to every nation, kindred, and tongue the principles of His government in heaven and in earth. To the same work He has called His people in this generation. To them He has revealed His will, and of them He requires obedience. In the last days of this earth's history, the voice that spoke from Sinai is still saying to men, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Exodus 20, verse 3. Man has set his will against the will of God, but he cannot silence this word of command. The human mind can never fully comprehend its obligation to the higher power, but it cannot evade the obligation. Profound theories and speculations may abound. Men may try to set science in opposition to revelation, and thus do away with the law of God. But stronger and still stronger will the Holy Spirit bring before them the command, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and Him only shalt thou serve." Matthew 4, verse 10. How is the world treating the law of God? Everywhere men are working against the divine precepts. Even the churches are taking sides with the great apostate. Men, in their blindness, boast of wonderful progress and enlightenment, but the heavenly watchers see the earth filled with corruption and violence. Because of sin, the atmosphere of our world has become as the atmosphere of a pest house. A great work is to be accomplished in setting before men the saving truths of the gospel. This is the means ordained by God to stem the tide of moral corruption. This is His means of restoring His moral image in man. It is His remedy for universal disorganization. It is the power that draws men together in unity. To present these truths is the work of the third angel's message. The Lord designs that the presentation of this message shall be the highest, greatest work carried on in our world at this time. That this work may be carried forward on correct lines, He has directed the establishment of schools, sanitariums, publishing houses, and other institutions. In these institutions, the attributes of God are to be unfolded, and the glory and excellence of the truth is to be made to appear more vivid. The Lord years ago gave me special light in regard to the establishment of a health institution, where the sick could be treated on altogether different lines from those followed in any institution in our world. It was to be founded and conducted on Bible principles, as the Lord's instrumentality. Those who had any connection with this institution were to be educated in health-restoring principles. The human family is suffering because of the transgression of the laws of God. Satan is constantly urging men to accept his principles, and thus he is seeking to counterwork the work of God. He is constantly representing the chosen people of God as a deluded people. He is an accuser of the brethren, and his accusing power he is constantly using against those who work righteousness. The Lord desires through His people to answer Satan's charges by showing the result of obedience to right principles. He desires our health institutions to stand as witnesses for the truth. They are to give character to the work which must be carried forward in these last days in restoring man through a reformation of the habits, appetites, and passions. Seventh-day Adventists are to be represented to the world by the advanced principles of health reform which God has given us. Still greater truths are unfolding for this people as we draw near the close of time, and God designs that we shall everywhere establish institutions where those who are in darkness in regard to the needs of the human organism may be educated, that they, in their turn, may lead others into the light of health reform. The blind leaders of the blind must learn the truth in regard to healthful living as taught in the Scriptures. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Our health institutions must be conducted on life-saving principles. Those who are suffering because of transgression of physical laws are to be taught that transgression of the laws of nature is transgression of the laws of God. If thou wilt enter into life, Christ says, keep the commandments. Matthew 19, verse 17. Live out my law as the apple of thine eye. Proverbs 7, verse 2. And in our medical institutions, the people are to be brought in contact with the special truths for this time. God says, there shall be institutions established under the supervision of men who have been healed through a belief in God's Word, and who have overcome their defects of character. In the world, all kinds of provision have been made for the relief of suffering humanity, but the truth, in its simplicity, is to be brought to these suffering ones through the agency of men and women who are loyal to the commandments of God. Sanitariums are to be established all through our world and managed by a people who are in harmony with God's laws, a people who will cooperate with God in advocating the truth that determines the case of every soul for whom Christ died. The truth is to be lived out by everyone who has any connection with the work of God in our sanitariums. Physicians, nurses, and helpers are to work in harmony to heal not merely the maladies of the body, but the disorders of the soul. When this is done, a power from God will go with the workers. Physicians, managers, and nurses will be living channels of light. The Lord will work with the people who will honor Him. All the light of the past, which shines unto the present and reaches forth into the future, as revealed in the Word of God, is for every soul who comes to our health institutions. The Lord designs that the sanitariums established among Seventh-day Adventists shall be symbols of what can be done for the world. Types of the saving power of the truths of the gospel, they are to be agencies in the fulfillment of God's great purposes for the human race. To God's people and His institutions in this generation, as well as to ancient Israel, belong the words written by Moses through the Spirit of inspiration. Thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto Himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 7, verse 6. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes, and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? Deuteronomy 4, verse 5-8. Even these words fail of reaching the greatness and the glory of God's purpose to be accomplished through His people. Not to this world only, but to the universe are we to make manifest the principles of His kingdom. The Apostle Paul, writing by the Holy Spirit, says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Ephesians 3, verse 8 to 10. Brethren, we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9. What manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God? 2 Peter 3, verse 11, 12.